AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period.
Donald Trump made that announcement at his new hotel in Washington today.
Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
Trump helped fuel the so-called birther movement, which falsely claimed the president was not born in the U.S. This is the first time Trump made this acknowledgement. Hillary Clinton says it's just wrong for Donald Trump to suggest this.
Barack Obama was born in America, plain and simple, and Donald Trump owes him and the American people an apology.
And President Obama had this reaction from the White House.
I'm shocked that a question like that would come up at a time when we got so many other things to do. Well, I'm not that shocked, actually. It's fairly typical.
The president says he thinks most people know he was born in the United States. A judge in Atlanta has ruled against Bobby Christina Brown's partner, Nick Gordon, in a wrongful death lawsuit filed by her estate. The judge's order says a jury trial will be set to determine how much Gordon will be required to pay in damages. Gordon has not been charged with the crime. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter, Bobby Christina, died in January of last year. The family of a black teenager shot and killed by a white police officer last year says the city of Portsmouth, Virginia, has agreed to pay a $1 million settlement. Officer Stephen Rankin lost his job. A jury convicted him last month of voluntary manslaughter. The Obama administration is warning Russia potential military cooperation in Syria will not happen unless humanitarian aid begins to flow into places like Aleppo. Meantime, the Russian military says the opposition in Syria is using the U.S.-Russian-backed brokered ceasefire to regroup and strengthen its forces. The Dow is down 79 points. This is AP Radio News. A major hurdle has been crossed in Las Vegas to get the NFL's Oakland Raiders to move there. The AP's Michelle Rennell reports Nevada Oversight Committee is recommending the state spend $750 million on a stadium.
The owner of the Las Vegas Sands Casino, Sheldon Adelson, has offered to put in some of his money and wants money from the public to help build the stadium.
The Raiders would need approval of three-quarters of NFL owners to move the team to Las Vegas. For the first time since the Vietnam War, Brown University in Rhode Island is offering students a way to train to be officers in the Navy, Marines, and Air Force. Brown and other Ivy League schools closed on-campus ROTC programs to protest the war in Vietnam. Brown won't host units on campus. Students will instead go to schools in nearby Worcester, Massachusetts, with regional units. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.